My offertory title today is A New Chapter. A New Chapter. Now, it can be quite scary and overwhelming and terrifying even at times when you start a new chapter in your life. You probably know what I mean when I say this. Maybe a new job, or you find yourself moving to a new city, a new country. A change in how you operate day to day. It can be small or it can be life-altering. It can be an illness that overtakes us, or maybe an extended trial that we go through. All new things have a tendency to be a little bit scary. Now, I didn't tell my wife that I was going to talk about this, but hopefully she doesn't get mad at me later. But my wife recently quit her job. She has spent her last 23 years of her life being an RVT, a registered veterinary technician, and she's worked at the same vet hospital that entire time. That is more than two decades. It's a very long time to have one single job. There are a few factors that recently came up in our life, one being her health, one being our youngest son who's being homeschooled. But an opportunity came along for her to make a career change, something a lot different. And we discussed the possibilities of this change, and we prayed about them. And while the answer seemed to be very clear for us, that the doors were opening in this direction, there was a lot of internal struggle on her end. And I watched her go through these things, and it's not a decision that she took lightly. She loved her job. She loves animals. But the pros outweighed the cons. And so she took this step, and I do believe that it was the correct answer. And it's exciting to see her step into this new chapter in our lives and in her life. I know that she has struggled with this, but I think she made the right decision for where we're at in our lives in this new chapter. But it took courage, brethren. It took courage and strength and a reliance on God. When we make that first decision, the most important decision in our lives, and that is to become baptized. For some of us, it's maybe a year ago. Maybe it's 5 to 10 years ago. Maybe 15 or 20. Maybe 45 or 55. Maybe longer. But as we make that decision, that has to be a continuation of our life. It's a new chapter, if you will, when we decide to become baptized. It's something new and very challenging in our lives. And it's something that we have to continue on and in throughout our Christian lives. It's not something that we can decide to turn away from and walk away from. In Luke chapter 14 and verse 25, Luke 14 and verse 25, it says, "Now great multitudes went with him being Christ. And he turned and said to them, 'If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And who does not bear up his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.'" Not that you have to leave friends and family behind, but if you don't make that change and put everything in front of God. And I do mean everything. Christ is saying, you cannot be my disciple. In John chapter 6 and verse 60, he is speaking to the disciples that are following him. And he says, John 6 and verse 60, therefore, many of his disciples, when they heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can understand it? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples complained about this, he said to them, does this offend you? What then if you should see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? It is the Spirit who gives life, and the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe, and who would betray him. And he said, therefore, I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father. And from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. They were no longer willing to take up that challenge, that new chapter that they were being called to. At the end of his ministry, we are told that there was not a lot of people left following Christ. The challenge it took for the disciples to leave their trades, what they were doing for a living, to come and follow after him and what he had called them to do, make no mistake, it was not easy. And it wasn't easy afterwards. Right after his death, what did they do? They departed and they went back to their old chapter, their old way of life for a time. Brethren, we are meeting here this entire week because we have been called to this way of life. We have chosen to continue to live this way of life no matter how long we've been in the church. We continue to choose to obey God, no matter what. The ups, the downs, the severe trials, it is all in preparation for God to prepare us for the return of his Son, to prepare us to enter into his family, to become God beings. I'd like to turn to Romans chapter 8 and verse 18. I think it lays this out beautifully. Romans 8 and verse 18, it says, for I consider that the sufferings of this present life are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us and in us. For the creation waits eagerly for the children of God to be revealed. Brethren, it is talking about us. How wonderful is that? As we start this Feast of Tabernacles, I would like us all to think about what it took for us to be here. The journeys that each of us have taken in our lives to be here at this time and right now. And then contrast that with the future that is out before us. The messages that we are going to hear during this week will lay that out for us, I am sure, in great detail. We know from what the Bible says that there is a future out in front of us. And that is a new chapter for us as well, one that we haven't even lived yet. But we, brethren, are in this chapter of our lives right now. This is the present. So let's focus on this present time. Let's draw strength and power from these days so that we can walk away from this feast and be prepared to draw closer and closer to God in all that we do, think, and say. We have this opportunity now to make this time here in this coming year, no matter what happens to us, the best in terms of drawing closer to God and allowing Him to lead and to guide us through the chapters of our lives. From a personal standpoint, at no other time have I felt so much need for a feast. To hone in on what it holds for us, what it pictures for us. To draw into this meeting time here, to really use it in a very wise way. Brethren, we need strength. We need edification and courage so that we continue to stay close to God as we see this world going into complete and utter chaos. Our time to build our relationship with God is now. I wanted to close by reading a scripture that shows a new chapter in the lives of the Israelites at a certain time in their life. In Nehemiah chapter 8, and I'll spare you reading the names of some of these priests in here. Nehemiah 8, beginning in verse 1. Now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in the front of the water gate, and they told Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men and women, and all who could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. And then he read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate, from morning until midday, before the men and the women, and those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. So Ezra the scribe stood on a platform of wood which they had made for the purpose, and beside him at his right hand stood a good number of priests. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of the people, and he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. Then all the people answered, Amen, Amen, while lifting up their hands. They bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their face to the ground. Verse 8. So they read distinctly from the book and the law of God, and they gave the sense and helped them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, Ezra the priest and the scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said to all the people, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn nor weep. For all the people wept when they had heard the words of the law. And they said to them, Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites quieted all the people, saying, Be still, for the day is holy, and do not be grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and drink, to send portions, and rejoice greatly, because they understood the words that were declared to them. Brethren, it is with great joy that we are here to celebrate this Feast of Tabernacles before the Lord our God. Let us do it attentively, with great joy, with great praise for God. Let's not leave anything undone if it is within our ability to do. In this mindset, with this attitude, we can truly bring an offering before God that is from a heart that is full of rejoicing and great joy.